hella easy.
True.
She don't have any like really visible tattoos, does she?
She had a nose piercing too that she had to take out that she had just gotten, so that thing closed up but she never re-pierced it. And you're gonna do it?
If I accept it. Dude, Debbie got this sugar-free mango juice. It's so good.
I've had M&M's in my bag for like a month. It's open.
Melted?
I don't think it's melted. She just gave birth.
Oh yeah.
I thought that was white hair. It was just my purple, very shiny. I got concerned. Lo and behold, only like...
It's all moved around and I can't move it. Ready? Let's get it.
Damn! You believe that? Kid from Oakland running around believing in fairy tales.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 61 and another Happy Hour with Some Dime podcast. A podcast where participation is optional but responsibly encouraged.
Bartender, I'm gonna need a round of Henny immediately. Like, immediately. Let's get turned, this motherfucker.
I am that host. You love to toast. DC.
My BS meter is at an all-time high.
Joining me as always, my partner in podcast, that host. We all love the ghost. We got Aaliyah.
Hey, guys.
You know the fucking vibes.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. For the next hour and a half or so, we'll be talking about current events, mostly food and drink related. But before we jump into the first topic, what we always do is take an opening shot. So this one goes out to you guys, the supporters, listeners, and of course to us too for reaching another milestone in episode number 61.
62.
God damn it. Did I say 61?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, 62. Sorry, guys, but cheers.
Idiot.
Round one.
Topic about family. Something we don't normally talk about.
She's not that old. She's like 68 or 69.
Damn, that's not old at all.
I might be lying. It's been a while since I looked at her.
But definitely in her late 60s, you would say. Not early 70s. That's too far.
Mm-hmm. It might be in the middle of those. Late 60s, early 70s.
Okay. How would you describe your relationship with your grandma?
We're cool. Sometimes you're she cool? gets for no reason. But other than that.
I'm going to make the assumption that if you were to get married one day, that mm-hmm. you would want her there. As long as she's still around, let's hope she is. Right?
Well, oh, yeah.
So, of course, yeah. A lot of people, their grandparents are very special to them.
Mm-hmm.
But not this this particular bride. It caught the attention on Reddit, where this woman who is 28 years old, mm-hmm. she told her groom that she did not want his grandma attending their wedding. Well, mm-hmm. not the wedding per se, but specifically the reception. She said she can attend the ceremony, but she don't want her there for the reception. And why? Because she was planning to have a very party-like atmosphere for their reception, and she felt like the grandma there would kind of kill the mood. What do you think of this?
I don't like that. Like, grandparents, no matter how loud it is, they will still want to be there. I'm saying it on my grandma's perspective because she loves to be around family and occasions.
Mm-hmm.
So just knowing, like, if my significant other didn't want her to come, that's gonna be an issue. They already have a hard time hearing, so.
Well, I guess she's the one who posted this on Reddit. It's a mm-hmm. it's a subreddit called "Am I an A-hole?" And she wanted to get the take mm-hmm. of what other people think, and she felt, quote, "I think I am within my right to make this request. I am the bride, after all." Like, I feel with a statement like that, she's probably one of those brides who needs to have... Well, of course, the woman in a wedding should have
everything
her way, right?
But
in regards to this is... I feel like this is out of the question, especially if the groom has his heart set in having his grandma there, because who, you know, like, this is her grandson's only wedding, I'm assuming. They didn't mention if
hopefully
he's had one before, but yeah, so definitely she'd want to be a part of it. He'd want her there, and to even make this request is out of the question. She didn't want kids there either. So she said, for precisely the same reasons that we don't want kids there, I don't want his elderly grandma at our wedding either. It will be extremely loud, and I want it to be a party atmosphere, and she will be extremely out of place. Who are you to say that she's going to be out of place? You never know. I mean, maybe she'll feel out of place, but I don't think she would mind. Like, obviously, I don't know his grandma, and I can't speak for her, but, you know, she just wants to be there for that special moment. And if she's just in the corner, just sitting, just watching everyone dance and have a good time, like, just let her. She's not bothering anyone. It's not like someone's going to point out and be like, yo, dude, you see that grandma over there? She's killing my mood. She's just sitting down while I'm trying to get wasted over here. Like, who invited her, you know?
Mm-hmm. Grandma's is just going to sit there, smile at people, talk to others, and then get tired. And someone will probably take her home.
If it is this party atmosphere that she wants, it's going to go late into the night, and grandma's not going to stay there all night. You know, she'll eventually get tired. She'll want to go, and then you can turn up as much as you want. But according to all the Redditors, 12,900 people voted her an a-hole.
I kind of want to get the Beyonce's take on this, because it is his grandma. What did he say about this?
The groom, he talked to his grandma about this, and they both agreed that she'd be fine, even with the whole, quote, party atmosphere. But the bride still argued, I just know it will inevitably lead us dealing with her and taking care of her, and I just want to get drunk and let loose with my friends. You can do that. Who's stopping you? Like, grandma's not going to come over and be like, oh, you've had enough to drink. Like, you need to calm down. She's just going to sit there and watch. Like, I don't understand how that affects her having a good time.
Right. Basically the same thing. Like, she knows she's going to, you know, be a downer, and she don't want that. But I feel like she's letting that dictate her emotions of that day. Like, just let her go. Don't think about it. She's not going to, why would she be responsible for the grandmother? Like, there are other people, his parents, his family members, they will take care of the grandmother.
Dude, if I was a groom, I'd have second thoughts about marrying this woman.
Yeah.
Hey, someone said that. I'd honestly reconsider marrying someone so selfish and disrespectful to my family. I get not wanting kids there, booze, etc., but God help if someone hurt my grandma's feelings. What a brat.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah, one of the reasons she didn't want the grandma there is because of all the alcoholic beverages that would be present. But one place that is also adding alcohol to their menu is IHOP. They will now be serving wine, beer, and cocktails. Gradually entering into the alcohol business. First, they're just going to have beer on their menus.
Ohio.
Nope. Oh, actually, three locations in San Diego and New Mexico. And then after that, they're going to try out New York, Rhode Island, Maryland, and Ohio.
See, I knew there was an Ohio in it. I've never been to IHOP, so can you tell me? I mean, obviously pancakes, but, like, what else?
You've been to Denny's, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Denny's, except they have more waffle and pancake variations. That's about it. But they have the same type of breakfast. Yeah. I've never been there for lunch. I've never eaten there for lunch. Anytime I'll go to like IHOP or Denny's, it's always for breakfast. I have been like late night, and then if I go there late night, I'll just get like onion rings or chicken strips or something. I can't imagine having maybe the mimosas. But other than that, I don't think I would have a beer at IHOP or a cocktail. Like, I don't think that's really what you look for in a diner experience.
Have you been to Mel's?
I have been to Mel's.
Is it good? We have
It's okay. Dude, so the first Mel's I ever tried was in the city. And and I thought it was really good. And then they opened one in Pinole, like, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And, like, when they first had the sign up, like, I got pretty excited. And then when I went there, I was like, why was I so excited about this? This is okay. Like, I actually would rather go to IHOP or Denny's over Mel's.
Really?
I don't know if I had Mel's for breakfast or if I went there for lunch.
Either times?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I do not remember if I should try it or not.
Might as well just try it.
Sound?
What is that, a sound?
Alarm. Okay.
What that sound means, right? Mm-hmm. Tell them, DJ Khaled.
Another one.
Cheers.
Let me say this first.
Okay,
go ahead. Because you didn't let me finish my story. I ate a raw oyster, and then I got a pearl. But it's a tiny one. It's like this small.
Oh, I didn't know that was a real thing.
You mean neither? I was shook. That's why it's in my bag. Okay, go ahead.
So we just spoke about different diners that we've had. Good. And one staple that most diners will have is fish and chips. Mm-hmm. Speaking of chips, shrimp chips. Aaliyah, do you like shrimp chips?
I love shrimp chips.
I do too. It's been a while since I had some, but I used to have them all the time when I was younger. What's that one brand? I'm sure you've had the same brand.
It's the one that that's like yellow and it has that clear pocket where you can see it. That's the one I eat.
Clear pocket? No.
It's not a clear pocket, but it's like a clear window.
It's this one I eat.
Oh, that one's good.
Calbee shrimp chips. Those are the ones that I used to always eat when I was younger.
The yellow one, the window. That's amazing.
Dandies?
Wait, is it that one? I don't think it's that name. It's just like that.
So do you like the shrimp chips that are more in shape of like a traditional chip?
Like those? Because
the one that I eat is like a fry.
I like both. I eat both.
Which do you prefer?
But I like the circle one because it's fluffy.
I just like these, man. Calbee, send us a sponsor.
Oh my gosh. All right.
So speaking of shrimp chips, all right? We all know that one of the hottest industries that is on the continues to increase over the past few years is the cannabis industry. So this company called Potley has just released their very limited edition cannabis infused shrimp chips. I did go on their website to try to get some, but they were sold out.
Of course.
They're pretty pricey. They're like $10 for a bag.
How much is the bag? How much is in there?
This little 2 ounce bag. And on this bag, it says grandma approved.
Dang, grandma tried it.
And not only that, Aaliyah, they are gluten free. So for all your gluten free needs, they're ready. All right, so these shrimp chips are fried in Potley's hemp-infused olive oil for maximum marijuana leaf efficacy. Okay, so they have three different types. They have the hemp-infused shrimp chips, which has 10 milligrams of CBD. They have the cannabis-infused shrimp chip, which is 10 milligrams of THC. Are you ready for this, Aaliyah?
Sure.
They got the cannabis infused. Another variation of the cannabis infused shrimp chip, but this one is the extra lit flavor that they call it, which has 50 milligrams of THC and it has mala spicy. I don't know what
that sounds spicy. Mala is a spice. Freaking idiot.
Damn. Mountain Dew's coming out with a flaming hot flavor.
Dude, that doesn't even sound appetizing.
That sounds disgusting.
Was it just going to be spicy?
But back to these cannabis chips. I've had like a CBD coffee and it didn't really do anything. But I mean, I'm always down to try new things. So I would try this. But it's pretty pricey. I mean, I know that edibles are pricey already. But
they are.
I don't know about a shrimp chip. For $10 for a bag. And if it doesn't do anything, it's like, damn, mm-hmm. I just spent $10 on this thing. And
all bad, too.
Where's this? There's no effects on this, you know?
What if it just gets you sleepy?
I would eat it before I go to bed, then.
You eat chips before going to bed?
No, I normally don't, but I don't know. Maybe if I needed a midday nap, want to eat a bag of this. Potly, send over the sponsors, send over the free stuff.
I would try it. Just try it.
Okay. Would you try the... I'm assuming you would want to try the extra lit flavor because it's spicy.
I would, even though it's more, but I would.
Well, while we're on the topic of chips, let's shimmy over to another brand of chips. Doritos. A 13-year-old girl was on TikTok, of course, and she posted a picture of a puffed up Doritos that she found in a $3 bag that she bought. And she asked all of her TikTok followers, what should I do? And I guess someone told her she should put it up for auction on eBay, which she did. So she posted it for 99 cents. Yes. Have you ever found like a misshaped chip in one of your bags that didn't look like all the rest?
Yeah.
Right? I feel like we all have. And for me, if I come across a weird shaped chip, I'll just look at it and be like, yo, check this out. And without question, I'll just eat it. Right? I don't know what you do. Right? You just eat it.
Yep.
But it would never cross my mind to post it on socials or put it up for auction. It caught the attention of none other than Doritos. And they messaged this teenage girl and they said, you know what? We will offer you $20,000 for that chip. And of course she obliged. So for those who are listening, you know, if you ever find a weird shaped chip, post it. Someone might pay you for it. But I don't know, man. I feel like I've seen one of these before and I could have got $20,000.
You think so?
I feel like I may have come across a puffed up Doritos in my day.
Yeah, I think I have too. But I don't think those are like, see, people find, what is that first one? One man's trash is another man's treasure. Everything is trash for me.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
Good for you, girl who got $20,000.
What do you think she used it for, the $20,000?
At 13 years old?
I think her parents took it from her? I'm going to put it in your savings.
Probably.
That would suck. I don't know.
But you know what? She has more than enough to buy, Aaliyah.
What? Here it is.
She has more than enough money to buy those sneakers that Lil Nas X released back in March. Those Satan sneakers that were selling for $1,018, but now they're reselling for about $3,000. So she got more than enough money to buy that. The reason why I'm bringing up Lil Nas X is because he's calling out Tony Hawk for selling blood-infused skateboards. Tony Hawk did a collaboration with a water brand called Liquid Death. Liquid Death, send us over some free samples. I want to try you guys. I've heard good things on the Joe Rogan podcast. Not Joe Rogan.
You can get it right.
Get
it right, you dummy.
Brendan Schaub's podcast. So he's saying it's a double standard that people are not making a fuss about this when both of them are blood related. And what is he insinuating? Are you saying that he's saying that he caused a ruckus because he's black and Tony Hawk's white?
Basically in that sense, it's like he is
okay, so that's the double standard. He's saying he caused outrage because he's black and Tony Hawk's not because he's white.
Yeah.
So, for those who don't know, when Lil Nas X dropped that sneaker, it was a, I believe it was an Air Max 98, and it had a drop of human blood in the air bubble, and it had, he called them Satan shoes, I think, and it had like, I don't know, it had satanic things on the shoe. So what he's not realizing is it's not the whole blood. I don't know what the hell I'm trying to say. It's not because of the blood that he caused controversy. It's because of the satanic references and the fact that, you know, people who have strong ties to Christianity are going to get upset, obviously, right? But with... What were we talking about? Oh, Tony Hawk. With Tony Hawk, it has nothing to do with Satan. He doesn't mention Satan. All it is just his blood. So the sneaker that, or the skateboard, it's infused with Tony Hawk's blood, which is mixed with red paint. And then they designed the skateboard. So blood versus blood, it's apples and oranges, you know? Because that's why he's not getting here, or maybe he is getting and he's just trying to stir up some controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same with you. I honestly don't like the idea of blood being anywhere, so it's just nasty. I'm just shook on how much that shoe costed.
So, are you talking about the initial...
Both.
What do you mean both? There's only one sneaker. Tony Hawk is a skateboard.
No, I'm talking about Lil Nas. His original price and then the
Brutes. Really? Already?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Power hour, guys. Thanks to Tabor again for this delivery. Hopefully, we will be getting free ones soon. This one comes from... Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm just making sure everyone else here.
Is Alpha Acid Brewing Company. This one is called Just Roll With It. It's an imperial stout brewed with cinnamon, maple syrup, and lactose. And this one has 12% alcohol. Look at it. It's a cinnamon roll.
Oh, that's cute. Huh?
Yeah.
I thought those were ghosts.
Ghosts?
What? From afar, it looked like ghosts.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
Dude, that's good. It really tastes like a cinnamon roll. To give you backstory of why that specific price, because it was $1,018, right? So they chose that price because it's supposed to be a Bible passage, which is Luke 10:18. Mm-hmm. And it says, so that Bible verse says, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
That's cute. Is that supposed to be cute? I think that's cute.
Not cute. It's about Satan. That's like the birth of Satan.
It's saying that he was once an angel.
Yeah. So that's why, because with the theme of the Satan shoes, you know? So that's the reason why they chose that price. But those sold out like in a minute, I believe. But yeah, these Tony Hawk shoes. Skateboards. They're priced at $500. And they only made 100, and they sold out in...
Within an hour.
Oh, no, here it says... Oh, wait, no, sold it.
No, go down. Where it has that highlighted, infused with 100% within an hour.
Okay. How would you feel about trying water that's in a can?
Water that's in a can?
Yeah, that's what liquid death is. It's water in a can.
Then why is it called liquid death?
Is it just me, or has Lil Nas X, like, celebrityism? He really fell off.
Lil Nas just likes to be controversial, you know?
Is it,
do shit that he knows people will get mad at.
So when referencing him, is it necessary to say the X, or do you always just say Lil Nas?
I usually just say Lil Nas.
The reason I feel like I need to like say his whole name is because, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard his music, but I'm sure you know of him, Nas, the rapper. Like I I'm a big fan of Nas, so I feel like just calling him Lil Nas is like a diss to the regular Nas. Like, I have to emphasize this Lil Nas X. He's not a little version of Nas, you know?
I guess. I don't know. I just never say names fully.
Someone tweeted, I don't think it has to do with the blood per se. More of you put blood in a shoe than had a religious reference on the shoe, and you know a lot of older Christians were not going to be okay with gay man making a mockery of their religion. Tony Hawk left religion alone. Exactly. It's more so about the content of your product. It's not the whole blood thing, which he's completely missing, or he's doing this intentionally just to drop more controversy. What do you think is more likely, that he's just doing that just to cause controversy, or he actually thinks it's a double standard?
He did it for the controversy, and then he realized, like, you know, when Tony Hawk released his, he's like, oh, you know what? Maybe it is because of this. He's already controversial enough. He was on that, what is the award show that he performed at?
Where he, no, wait, no, I'm thinking about his Halloween costume.
What was his Halloween costume?
It was Nicki Minaj.
Well, he performed somewhere, a big award show, and in the end of it, he makes out with a dude, and everyone was so offended by that, and they're just like, I hate the, when use the, what's that word called? The excuse that their child is watching.
Oh, not, I don't know. I know what you mean, though.
It's in that sense where they're like, oh, my kid is watching this. You shouldn't be acting like that. It's like your kid is watching it because you're letting them watch it.
No, okay. With that in mind, like, what's the difference between your child seeing him make out with a dude when he probably sees his parents kiss?
Yeah, exactly. Right?
I mean, yeah, obviously, I mean, that shows that they just don't want their child to see homosexual things. But yeah, so that like, I wouldn't, that's not an excuse right there.
Yeah, and it's just like, that caused a lot of issues. Something else he did, I forgot though. He did something else that got everyone mad. I swear, some people, I'm like, every other month.
I feel like he's just doing, like, he knows, okay.
He just likes to stay relevant.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
He's a rapper.
His music career is on the downside, so he just gotta find ways to keep himself relevant. You like his music? I don't like anything he's ever released.
If it catches, I don't get them the first three songs. I mean, the first three plays. But then I start to like it.
Did you hear that Kanye officially filed to have his name officially changed to Ye?
Oh my gosh.
Just Ye. But he's just going to go by one name. I don't like that. Like, I don't understand.
Oh, like, he's taking out the West too?
Huh?
He's taking out the West too?
He's just straight up. So, they posted a picture of the paperwork, and it said he's trying to officially change his name from Kanye Omari West to just Ye. So just one name.
I actually like his name.
I do too. Like, I feel Kanye West is cool. Like,
yeah.
I don't even call him. Do I call him Ye ever? I'll call him Yeezy.
You're making a joke. Oh, that's what you call him.
But I don't know, man. I feel it. It's just weird, the timing of it, because his next album is dedicated to his mom, because the album's called Donda, his mom's name, right? And his mom's the one who gave him that name. So it's like, why are you, if your mom gave you that name, why do you want to change it? Like, it's cool to have a cool nickname, like, but is it necessary to officially change it? Or if anything, like, maybe just add Ye into your name.
Kanye Ye?
There you go.
Stupid. I don't understand him. He's such a weirdo.
Him and Drake are waiting on each other to release their albums. That's the rumor of why Kanye keeps pushing it back, because I guess Drake is threatening to put his album out the same day.
I didn't even know Drake was coming out with an album.
Drake's been talking about his new album longer than Kanye. Certified Lover Boy? CLB.
That doesn't make it any better.
Come on, he already had, he released limited merchandise that had Certified Lover Boy on it.
Watch him not even have that.
What you mean?
It'll be a whole different name.
No, it won't.
It just might. That's weird. They're both weird. You didn't like the Kid See Ghost one, right?
I did like Kid See Ghost. I feel like Kid See Ghost was very underrated because not many people liked it. I liked it.
I don't know why. I didn't
like Life of Pablo.
I didn't listen to Jesus Is King just because they said that it was more gospel.
The only thing I liked was the Chick-fil-A song.
There's a Chick-fil-A song?
Yeah. Closed on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A.
One second. Dun-dun-dun.
Okay, after this, I gotta take a piss.
Of course you do.
Cheers to the artist formerly known as Kanye, now known as Ye.
Okay, stop.
Another one.
Did you take... You have Pfizer or Moderna?
Pfizer.
Are you getting the booster when it's available?
Are they actually making a booster?
It's already out, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kaiser didn't email me.
Well, because it's not... I think you have to take it 8 months after you got your last dose.
Yeah, I'm 3 months in. So what, like the beginning of next year?
I guess so.
Are you going to get it?
I don't know. We'll see how everything plays out. Dude, you know, it's only 56% of California that's vaccinated.
Really? I thought it was more than that. Yep. But they said that California, is California still the most vaccinated state? Because when I read it.
I have no idea. That was not the buzzer, was it?
No.
Okay.
I haven't even turned it back on yet, actually.
All right, pick the next topic.
Oh, I just tasted all the seltzer.
Dude, have you ever been anywhere that has a 15-inch burrito? Because it supposedly originated in Oakland.
I have not, but my uncle has, and he took a picture of it.
Dude, I need to try it. Where did he get it?
I meant to ask, but they posted it on Instagram. It was big.
One of the places that people claim that it's originated in is...
You're trying to find it? Are you going to eat it by yourself?
Hell yeah, dude. Who the hell do you think I am?
I can't even eat a regular burrito. What makes you think I can eat that?
I didn't say you should go eat it. I just asked if you've ever seen it.
What's
wrong with you?
I'm just saying, like, I would need... either two other people to eat it with me. I'll take the middle part because I know everyone likes the edges.
One person says Taco Sinaloa is the first one to do it. And then another person says Tacos Mi Rancho. It supposedly goes like just chills around Lake Merritt.
Some trucks is actually like posted, you know, certain spots.
15 inch. Holy shit. The size of your forearm?
Dang, I thought that was a foot.
Well, I don't know. Do you think... I feel like if it's a long burrito, they just put less filling and just make it longer because they use two tortillas. But, I mean, just for the photo op, you know?
Oh, my uncle's...
So, it's just called a super... So, this is just their standard super burrito. Wait, have you had birria tacos yet?
No, I've been wanting to try, but I'm scared.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I've been on a mission to find the best birria tacos. I've had like one every week, and I've only had two really good ones so far. There's this one. You're not gonna come to Richmond. That's where it's at.
Am I? I want to get a tattoo. I think
it's right next to Richmond BART station. It's they only serve from Friday to Sunday. It's called El Garaje. It's amazing, dude. It's them, and then there's this spot also in Richmond. It's called Estilo Chilanga. It's this spot, dude. So like I was like, dude, I gotta try this because I looked at a list of the best birria taco. Okay. Let's skip that one for now because we're just chatting. I looked at a list of like the best birria tacos in the East Bay, and this one was on there. So I was like, yo, we gotta go try this. And then so we went out to there, and it's freaking in someone's driveway, dude. It's like that's in a straight up. This one's not, this is probably my second favorite that I've had, but it's crazy because it's like when we were driving there and I'm like, where the hell are we, dude? We're like in the neighborhood. We're just like in front of people's houses. And then we see this, this house that has a grill in front and everything. Damn, okay.
We used to have someone, the block behind us that used to cook, and they had a menu on everything. They had seats.
Do you need a permit to do that?
I don't know. I think they changed the law for like cooking at home.
Yes. Yeah, so if you ever go to Richmond, this spot and El Garaje, they're both only from Friday to Sunday. Why did we bring this up? Because we were talking about burritos.
Yes. And then you ask if I knew any places for birria.
Dude. But there's the place that I still want to try is Townish Tacos. It's in Fruitvale. Because they have different types of birria because, you know, traditional birria is just beef. But this, yeah, like, that, the Townish Tacos has, like, chicken birria or vegetarian birria, which I want to try. When I first had a birria taco, I was like, all right, once a week, from now on, the only beef I'll be eating is either birria or burgers.
Of course. I know you couldn't leave out the burgers.
Oh, man. I just had some True Burger the other day. Always hits the spot.
I think I would eat steak again.
I don't know. I never crave steak. Okay, let's move on to we haven't talked about fast food at all on this episode. We're gonna jump into some fast food news.
Yes, we are.
Wendy's, specifically their Ohio-based fast food chain has one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So there's a specific Wendy's in an Ohio Walmart that has exclusive items that you can't find anywhere else. These two items are Wendy's, their strawberry frosty and a jalapeno nugget. This sounds amazing. Would you get both and dip your nugget in the frosty? But I know you still haven't even tried a frosty.
Are there nuggets?
Whoa! Wait. So the only thing you've had at Wendy's are the salads?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's we established this.
Wendy's, I feel like every time send over to sponsor and or gift cards.
Every time we talk about Wendy's, I tell you the same thing and you're so shocked.
Jalapeno popper chicken nuggets. How do you make that?
They experimented with that and it was not good. So then they used the ingredients for that and turned it into nuggets.
Oh, so it's, wait, what?
Error.
Say it again.
Trial and error. They trialed the sandwich. It was not good. So they the same way.
Oh, we're talking about this Wendy's. We're not talking about the person who tried it.
Yeah, I'm talking about Wendy's.
Okay. How do you do that, though? Because a jalapeno popper has jalapenos and cream cheese in it. So you're telling me you have a chicken nugget and then you stuff it with that stuff? So it's like half infused?
I was thinking they had the jalapeno stuffed and then they wrap the chicken around it and then deep fry it.
How do you wrap chicken around it?
Ground chicken? Ground chicken, bread it, fry it.
Oh, so instead of, so when you're making like a jalapeno popper, instead of skipping to the point where you're breading it, you're putting chicken on it first and then you bread it. That makes sense. That sounds amazing, actually.
That does.
Jalapeno poppers are never bad. They're always good. It's like a crab rangoon. They're never bad. There's You've had bad. A bad crab rangoon?
I have.
I've never had a bad one. How do you mess it up? It's crab and cream cheese.
You add sugar. You add green onions. If you don't put enough of each, then it takes off the balance. I want to try a Frosty. Are they good? Are they that good?
They're good. I mean, it's like a McDonald's soft serve, except it's in a cup and it's a little creamier. Is he texting you right now?
No, I just saw your snap.
Oh.
She's over you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
All right, that topic was kind of useless. All right, so you're talking about fast food and Wendy's. One item that gets overlooked at some fast food restaurants are baked beans. I believe they're served at KFC and Popeyes. No, Popeyes has beans and rice. KFC has baked beans.
KFC does have baked beans.
Boom, I told you. But the reason that we're bringing up baked beans is because there is a British village who is on the hunt for a vandal who has been pouring baked beans on people's front doors.
People are crazy. That's ridiculous.
The police department in Waverly. I didn't know Waverly was an actual place. Shout out to Selena Gomez. Come on the show. Waverly is in Southeast England. Local officers have received reports of incidents in Wonersh, where beans and other food has been poured onto residents' front doors and cars. The victims are understandably distressed by this unacceptable behavior. How pissed would you be if you woke up in the morning on your way to work, and once you get to your car, there's a bunch of baked beans poured on it?
Dude, I'll be pissed.
Like, how pissed? Would you be so pissed, like, damn, dude, what the hell? Or let's say you're running a few minutes later than you normally would leaving for work. Would you stand there and stress about it? Or would you just be like, damn it, I gotta get to work, and just drive off with the beans on your car?
I would say fuck it and drive. But if I was working there for a couple of years, then I would text my supervisor and be like, I'm gonna be a couple minutes late to clean that ish off.
Okay, so you're at work and people keep coming up to be like, yo, I don't know if you noticed, but you got some beans on your car. What's your response to each person that says this to you?
I think I tell them my whole story. I mean, not my whole story, but what happened this morning.
Would you be like, yeah, I know?
I'm like, you don't have to keep telling me this.
What do you mean keep telling you? It's different people who are coming up to you. Cheers to beans.
Beans.
Another one.
Are beans a fruit?
No.
What is it? It's a legume, right? Because you know the little nursery rhyme, beans, the magical fruit, the more you eat, the more you toot.
No.
You've never heard that?
I've never heard that.
I don't know. So why are they called the magical fruit? All right, but you didn't reply. What would you say to your coworkers that are telling you that you got beans on your car?
I know. You want to tell me something new? I don't know. I feel like I would be so pissed that day that I couldn't even entertain that.
How many nights would this have to happen for you to take action?
One.
Just one night. So after initial time, then you're doing something about it? Two nights? What are you going to do?
If I'm crazy enough, I will sit outside and wait. I have a gate so they can't hurt me. And I'll have the water hose ready.
Water hose? So your plan is to spray them with the hose?
Yeah, and then throw things at them. They like to throw things at my car. I'm going to throw things at them.
Would you have beans ready to throw at them in response?
I should.
Dude, it would be worse if you threw refried beans at them.
Frozen
bean? Oh. No, dude. Frozen beans. Because those don't stick. Refried beans are more... It's more liquefied and it'll like stick to them.
What if I hit my car on accident? You know my aim is horrible.
Well, if you hit your car with beans, it's fine. There's already beans on it. The dog would know, because the dog knows when someone's on the property. So I would take her cue, because if this happened one night, like, she probably would bark that night, but I would think nothing of it. Just be like, damn, can you stop barking? But then if I see it the next morning, I'm like, okay, that's why she was barking. And if she does that again the next night, when she starts barking, I'm gunning it right to the front door to see if I could catch the dude. And I'm bringing the dog with me. She won't get you.
Whatever. You know she's not like that.
Dude, but she barks every time someone approaches the house. So if you're telling, I'm pretty sure if I open the door and let her out and she starts barking, whoever's doing the beans is gonna, like, they're gonna think she's on the loose.
That's true.
On the loose, like that gray goose. Beans.
All right.
So when we mention beans, there's also the form of beans that come in coffee beans. Someone who manufactures a lot of coffee beans is Starbucks. Starbucks barista was fired after a fight with a customer inside of a Philadelphia store who does not want to be identified, was making a... Did I say customer? I said customer.
Yes.
Okay. They claim that an employee made their order wrong, and the customer requested that they remake the order correctly this time, and the employee wanted nothing to do with this. So, according to the customer, the employee slapped the customer in the face with a rag and begun to swing at the customer. So, in response, the customer swung back.
Of course.
The employee, identified as Robert Frieda, said it was actually the customer who started the fight and denies hitting her with a rag. Whose side are you taking, Aaliyah? Who do you think started this confrontation?
I always want to be on the side of the employee.
But it wouldn't make sense to me if you take the employee's side, because why would the customer hit the employee for making the drink wrong?
Well, we don't know who that employee is. Like, we've had very, like, agitated employees. I mean, customers before. Not that agitated, but...
Not enough to hit somebody.
Yeah. But, you know, different people, different times. I feel like he was doing actions that seemed like he was going to do something, and this was a dude too, right? They're both dude, girl, boy.
No, the customer's a girl.
Oh, and she saw it as threatening, so she had to. They both went on flight or fight.
According to the employee, they did not hit the customer with the rag. They just waved it in front of her face, and that caused the customer to jump across the counter and swing at the employee. Which sounds more believable? You think that one sounds more believable than the customer smacking... I mean, the employee smacking the customer with the rag?
I want to have hope that that's believable, because I don't want to think that he did it in a vicious manner. But there's cameras. Can we see cameras, please?
Oh, true, huh? Like, unless the cameras were
broken.
Were out of commission that day.
Coincidentally.
The customer's story makes more sense. The employee has more to gain with their story.
If they have the cameras, then that will show the whole incident.
Is that so?
Yeah. And I hope they have cameras with audio. Because those are fun.
I don't think you're allowed to have cameras with audio. I think that's invasion of privacy. Or, I don't know what it's called, but I don't think you're allowed to, because I've never seen a camera with audio.
So I couldn't put that if I hadn't, if I had my own establishment. You are being recorded, video and audio recorded. Please think carefully about what you say.
That's what you would do?
Yeah.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
Dude, how much do you have? I have a lot left. I don't know if I can chug this.
I think I have like less than half right here. You should.
Do it That's all do it for the culture, huh?
Oh my gosh.
All right, guys. This is our final drink of the night. We will be ending it shortly. Cheers.
Cheers.
Final round.
What's that thing called?
What thing?
When you go like this and you open it, you go like that?
Shotgun.
I want to try to do that, but I don't like to make a mess, so.
So you got to do it outside. You don't do it indoors.
Either way, it's going to spill my hand. I don't like that.
So are you going to go to Tacos Mi Ranchero and get me a 15-inch burrito?
I don't even get my own tacos burritos.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the conclusion of episode number 62. Not 61, 62. Thank you for tuning in. We always appreciate the support. All sponsors welcome. And all you podcast platforms, sign us to a deal. Let's get it. We'll see you guys next week. Until then, always want to remind you guys to please drink responsibly.
Shoot your shots and shoot often.
Peace.
See ya.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm a little bit intoxicated.
I respect it.
I'm drinking responsibly.
Some damn podcast is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.